All right, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It's 10:48, May 3rd, and back at it here on the podcast. And remember, guys, this is just to simply document what we're doing, somewhere to share my thoughts and just kind of clarify just ideas and whatnot. Right now, I am headed to downtown Anchorage. I'm actually going to go drop off our rent. We're renting from a nice family right now that we'll probably buy this property from at some point. But we've got a little deal worked out, so I don't mind making deliveries to them and making it convenient. Oh, excuse me. Oh. So, I slept in a little bit. And I want to say it, the only reason I'm saying that is because I want you guys to understand that your life is what you make it right now, you know? Like, let's say if I still worked a job, you know, a 9 to 5 or an 8 to 6. That was the last job I was working was 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. I reported to this automotive shop for 50 hours. Lots of times I'd stay a little bit after. Usually I'd be out of there right at 6. But, of course, during that 10 hours, I wasn't making necessarily, you know, such and such per hour. My job as a technician was to actually complete jobs, and I would get paid based on those jobs. So it was almost like I was an independent contractor that worked for Gary Myers Automotive. That was the place that I worked at. And every week, it was up to me to make it happen. Now, obviously, I was an employee. I was not a true independent contractor. I did not have the ability to invite more work over. I did, but it would, of course, still go through, you know, it would still go through the front door and all that stuff. So, which makes sense. I'm not upset about that at all, of course. It just kind of helped prepare me even more to the fact that being in business means you're not going to get paid just to show up, you know? Sometimes that might be the case where if you have a storefront or whatever, but honestly, there's so much more that happens with a business where, you know, unless you have people that are hired to work to do all the different roles in your business, then you're going to be doing the roles in your business. So let's bring it down to our Amway business. It doesn't take much to run it, especially at the beginning. But the more, now I'm not going to say complicated because you don't want to complicate things, but the more sophisticated the way you're operating your business, I think the better you'll get better results and you're going to be more protected from, you know, as far as IRS compliance. So we'll talk about that a little bit more. I'm kind of just gadding around right now. I'm about to get to my destination. So I just wanted to say hello, maybe come up with a theme for today's podcast. I didn't get really much further accomplished as far as getting our LTD subscription going so I can get on the messaging app again. That's exclusive to LTD membership who are paying for the messaging app. So standalone, that messaging app is $59.99. Now, if we go for $30 more, we get a couple audios each month. We get all kinds of access to resources and things that'll help us grow our business. So to me, that's a good deal. Remember, let's look at it on a macro scale. That's $90 per month. 10 months, $900, $990, $1080, right? $1,080 to be able to grow our business. And then what I want to do eventually is come up with some sort of a number that will indicate what we're going to be investing in products and stuff. That way we can come up with a really solid break-even number, whether that be $200 a month or whatever. So that's going to be what we're going to be racing towards, or building towards, I'll say, as far as, you know, getting profitable with customers. And I want to do all of that with customers. Guys, this is one of the greatest businesses in the world. You literally have the ability to do what Amazon.com does with your own clients. But remember, Jeff Bezos started Amazon many years ago. And started out in a little garage, or started out in just a little contraption. So I think this podcast is going to be called Starting Out. And I want to describe a little bit how we're going to approach doing what we do. This business does not have that many moving parts to it, so it'll just be relatively simple, and then it'll be just continuing to reach our hand out and connect with people. This business is not about, you know, selling products and convincing people about an idea. It's about connecting with people, finding needs, and filling those needs, you know? Just like dog walking, just like whatever. We don't ever try to force somebody to let us walk their dog. We let them know what we have to offer, and they choose. So that's what we're going to do in our business. So Last Frontier team, over and out. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Just got off the phone with my wife. Actually here in our dog walk now. Let me check my time, in fact. So we are 20 minutes into the dog walk. So let's go ahead and turn around here. Do 30-minute dog walks. Normally, a few of our clients for pet care have us do 45-minute or hour walks. So we do whatever's, you know, whatever's needed. And that's kind of where I ended off in the last segment. People get started in a business like Amway, and because it's relatively abstract, you know, the products, you can't go get them at a store. If you lived near a distribution center, which there's, I believe, 3 or 4 of them around the U.S., where they ship, they do a lot of manufacturing and shipping in these big areas. The headquarters for Amway is in Ada, Michigan. They've got an expansive, they've got their own zip code for running their operation. It's insane. Come on, Dawson. Okay, sorry about that. I had to take a quick break. Talking about Amway's presence and how, you know, if you lived in Michigan or you could go there, you could go to their headquarters. You could go to these places. In California, around the world, they have Amway Experience Centers because it does. People still need that physical touch. That's why it's important, you know, as we kind of get started, to make sure we can have some things on hand. So people can see, feel, and touch, and smell, and all that stuff. Because if all this thing is just an abstract way to make money or whatever, it's gonna be hard for people to get their minds around. So, and that's why these LTD is so important, because you can meet people that have succeeded, that are running successful, proper, profitable, long term businesses. You can actually ask them questions, like, hey, like, wow, how'd you? And it's pretty relatively straightforward. At the end of the day, people either are going to do the work or they're not. And everything in between is a lot of talk, you know. People get stuck in between. They want to be a part of it. They want to succeed. But they're just not quite willing to be in business yet. And that's all it is. It's not even you're not ready. Or it's not even that. It's just a self-image, sort of a mindset you have to get to run any business. It has to be every day. It has to be something that you're, it's Dawson breathing in the background. This is an older dog that I walk Monday through Friday, and she's blind. And so I got to make sure she doesn't bonk her snout into things. And anyway, back to kind of what we were talking about is it has to be, you have to basically be in business and do business things every day without fail. Number one, because if you don't, you're really not in business. Like I said, if you're in a hobby and you want to be in a hobby, that's fine. But remember, if you're going to be wanting to be part of LTD and all this different stuff, this is sort of a negative surrounding this business, is when people, come on, Dawson. They become like an Amway groupie, where it's just a very expensive hobby. And that's what we don't want, guys. This is kind of what it was for me for a long time. But now we're running a successful pet care service business. Sorry, I'm walking in a neighborhood, so I'm trying not to belt out my voice too loud here. We've been running a service business successfully, profitable, and, you know, self-employed, and figuring all that out, insurance and all the different things you have to do to take into account of when you're self-employed, you know, health insurance and different things, you know, making sure you're paying your quarterly taxes, all that stuff you'll end up having to do if you do become, you know, fully self-employed through the Amway business. So, I think a lot of that stuff, the unknown and the mystery behind that, makes people kind of feel unprepared and therefore not confident. And then, you know, you're just not really able to really get in the saddle, you know? So we're going to approach this a little bit differently. We're not brand new. If someone were brand new, we'd probably do things a little bit differently. And I will share more about that, especially as we start to have newer folks, you know, gather around and whatnot. Let me take 1 second here. Dawson. Ooh. Oop, keep. And there's a sign, keep dogs off lawn. You got to be respectful of the neighbors here. It's okay, Doss. Dawson, come here. She is just a hound dog, man. She's actually a yellow lab, but she pulls and pulls and wants to sniff and do her thing. She wants to go somewhere. She still will just try to pull and pull, so she's kind of crazy. Anyway, so kind of getting back to my thoughts here is that's the key, guys. That's the difference maker in this business. Everything else we're going to talk about is really, you know, there's no point, because if you're not willing to do these things every day in a business-like manner, you're not going to get the results. And it's not magic. It's not a secret. It's something that happens when you do business, you know. And I know it seems, you know, possibly cliche or whatever, but when you treat something like a business and run it well like a business, you'll get results, period. So that's what I'm excited about, guys. I'm gonna go ahead and get off here. Lots of people around. Like I said, I usually don't just keep talking when there's people, and I don't want to have a long blank spot. So we need to kind of transition out here and get Dawson back in her pen. She's a handful. So, hey, this guy's setting up a sign for sale. So I'm gonna leave it at that. We're going to go ahead and jump to the next segment. Last Frontier Team, over and out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are on a walk, of course. This is my job, guys. This is my daytime job, walking dogs. What's cool about that is I own the company that I walk for. And I set my own schedule. But it's obviously dictated to when my clients would like me to show up. Usually it's for afternoon dog walks, anywhere from 10 a.m. to, well, let's say 10:30 to 3:30. We do some stuff in the mornings and evenings when people travel, more of like drop-in visits. And excuse all my heavy breathing, because I'm climbing a hill right now. Whoops. Yeah, I can kind of do my thing here, have some fun with some dogs. Obviously, if I did this for the rest of my life, it could get pretty monotonous. But I'm excited. We're going to be hiring some dog walkers soon. And share the woof. Whew, let me catch my breath a little bit, guys. Oh, my goodness. So, leave it. One of the leaders of LTD, Larry Winters, he used to,
He did a lot of different jobs as he was growing his business, but he was basically self-employed. Like, he was a landscape and lawn mowing. So highly recommend you guys get to a self-employed sort of mindset as fast as possible, because that's what it's going to take. Not even self-employed. Self-employed when you're doing your customers and you're taking care of the independent contractors. They get started in your business. We're treating all of them like customers, because that's what they are. They're customers that are using products and selling products. But as you begin to grow organizationally, we need to kind of get our mindsets into that of someone that owns a company, that employs people. Meaning, you know, if you owned Microsoft like Bill Gates, you know, the guy isn't there, you know, putting computers together, you know, or like writing code right now. You know what I'm saying? So we got to get to a point where we can kind of play a different role and be a leader and be a person of servitude, mainly in this business. Well, that's in all businesses, is we serve. So let's dive into a little bit of getting started and how Cheryl and I are going to approach this, because like I said, we've had our business, it's been renewed. We've never stopped owning our Amway business. And right now we have basically technically three customers. My dad orders a good amount of excess, sometimes rhodiola, and sometimes excess syrup for my grandma. So that's kind of the two in one there. And usually I place the order for him, but it does get shipped to his house. And right now we're giving him everything it cost. So that's, you know, is what it is there. I might increase that just a little bit, you know, make a dollar or something at least, but we'll continue to give dad the deal. And then another customer we have, her name is Anita Farmer, and she is a wonderful person. I guess I don't mean to say her name, like, blast it. She's a great person. She's a, well, I know she doesn't do this for a living, but she's an artist. And we're actually considering having her help us with a logo for Happy Hearts, you know, which is our pet care business, Happy Hearts Pet Care. Anyway, so she's also a customer that orders pretty consistently every other month. And so that's kind of where we're at. And Cheryl and I aren't basically, you know, we need to kind of slowly switch, not slowly, but kind of commit to saying, hey, these are the products that we want to consume from our business. Eventually, you want to have like 100% personal use, where every single thing in your house is from your business. That can take some time, but especially nowadays, the product mix used to be super wide back in the day, where you could literally order cereal and all kinds of stuff. Now they're a little bit more zeroed in on what works for them, the nutrition, the beauty, the skincare, the home, and just water and air filtration, all kinds of different stuff. Gift albums are a big one that I think we're going to utilize to just generate volume, you know? So what we're looking to do, guys, is basically just get in the habit of finding and setting up customers in our Amway business. And how do we do that? So let's end this segment here so we can kind of dive in maybe a little bit more topically. And that way, just things can get split up a little bit more. Some of these 10, 15, 20 minute long segments might be a little bit much. It's just, but who knows? Like I said, this is more of a documentary than anything. So let's do it. Last Frontier team, over now. Okay. Oh, cool. Raven with something in its mouth just passed us, flying, you know, basically from the right to the left. and I could hear his wings, you know, the wings making noise through the air. It was cool. So we're going to talk a little bit more about what we're trying to accomplish. So remember from yesterday, we talked about a little bit how the compensation plan works. The first bonus level, to where all of your monthly volume totaled up, all the points that are attached to each product total up to 100 points, and that gives you, qualifies you for 3%. Sorry guys, let me tighten up these guys on the leash here. Heel. Hey. Just walking past a house here. So that's kind of a baseline, right? So if it's $300 worth of products, $300, not the actual cost, business volume is what we're looking at, which is similar to the cost, but it's has the correct ratio for profitability and stuff. I'm not going to get into all that. But heel. So let's say you're, did $300 worth of volume. Let's say none of it was a wholesale retail. That way, none of it was to customers. So just on what you purchased, you're going to get 3% back on that. 3% of the 300. So I think that's $6 or something. Let me see if I'm right. Times 0.03. It's $9. Okay. So that's going to be your first kind of minimum to reach. It's pretty simple to do. Usually you can just purchase that yourself just through what you use during the month. Remember guys, we're not trying to purchase products that we don't need. We're just buy stuff to get points. That's the wrong mentality. That we'll probably dive into more when we're just strengthening our mindset regarding building this business the way we're going to build it. Because there's so many people out there that they're trying to circumvent the system. Meaning they're trying to buy points, and they're trying to sponsor people who just personally use, which means there's no customers, which means no one's making any profit unless it's from group volume. And it's just a bare bones way of going about this business in the wrong way. Because if someone doesn't have the ability to attract and keep customers, they're not going to have any success. They may have some group, they may have some stuff, they may have some people they sponsor who do something, or I don't know. But I'm telling you guys, that's what this business is. If you don't have customers in your Amway business, you don't have an Amway business. And people that just want to sponsor people in hopes that they'll make some money, that's the type of negative that can get in your group that will duplicate, which means people will be getting in your group just wanting to sponsor people. So the whole point is, remember, we're trying to attract independent contractors. And let me say that, we're not trying to do anything. We are in the business of helping people develop a profitable Amway business. And at some point, people are going to be coming to us. That's how we want it, right? We want a brand around town and around the world through our social media endeavors. But you get the picture. We're not trying to do anything with people. We have what people need and want, and we have to reverse engineer how to speak to people about it. Because like I said, there's a lot of people that get in this and they just want to. I'm walking past some neighbors here. Again, I don't like to shout and talk to myself while passing people. So, here comes in a car too. So, 1 second here. Here, Flash, over here. Over here, buddy. Sorry, guys. Come on, guys. Over here. Oh, this guy's pulling here. That's two. When I was walking the opposite way, right when I was passing somebody's driveway, somebody was pulling in because it's their house. And then on the way back, same exact thing happened at a different house. That's funny. So where were we? Yeah, we'll talk more about what not to do. I want to focus in on what we're going to do. Because I can go all day about what the wrong way to do this business is. But like I said yesterday, I don't want to ruminate on the past and what the mistakes made and blah, blah, blah. Because like I said, we're approaching this in a way where people with skills and talent and ability that fit in our culture are going to be only people that are going to be considered to join our team. Now, guys, this, I'm telling you, I'm excited about this because that's why we want it, you know? When we're hiring for dog walkers, we're not accepting everybody. We're looking for specific people. So if you're going to build a business that is going to, you know, generate income that you might live on one day, don't you think you want to, you know, look for people that you like, you know, they kind of have the same, you don't have to be the same values. And I mean, yeah, basically, yeah, the same values for sure, but like, they don't have to agree with every single thing you think, you know, but they do have to kind of probably line up with your values. Come on, guys. Flash. Sorry, guys. Sometimes I just got to yell at the get their attention. Flash. Stay there. We're crossing the street. There's a dog that lives by where we walk that's off leash out in the front yard all the time. It's pretty amazing. He's very well trained. But of course, these two, they want to leap around and try to play with him. They usually do really good, actually. Because there's a bunch of cars coming by, so I wanted them to stay in line and not start twisting around, you know? So, let's get back to what we're talking about. I'm sharing a little bit about what not to do. If you're not willing to just get in the habit of attracting customers, like, for instance, my dad. Now, that took a while to, you know, they didn't order like they do. They haven't ordered like they do always. It took years. But they love the products. They love the excess energy drinks. And I can't wait to, in the future, talk a little bit more about each product. Because I want to have an extensive, deep knowledge on, you know, the products that I'm selling. So I can be confident. You got to be confident in this stuff. You can't be like, oh, do you want to buy some products? And I know they're kind of expensive. Like, some of our stuff is premium. It's Nordstrom quality consumables, really. So we're not looking for people that just can't afford. You know, we're looking for people that want to take advantage of deliver to your door. We're looking for people that like the convenience of Amazon. Now, Amway may not necessarily have, like, the best deal. Because, you know, you got to understand what Amazon's doing right now. Is they're undercutting almost everybody in order to build, you know, Jeff Bezos' system. So, you know, they're taking some cuts here and there. And that's okay. You can do that. There's suggested retail profit in our products. And if you want to take a loss leader, you can do anything you want. But the key is, guys, is we want products to be shipping directly to our customers, though. That's the main thing we want to accomplish. Because you can always kind of scrap around and see if people want you to order products for them, and you deliver them, and they give you cash. Like, all that stuff is fine. I think it's great. I really think it is. You know, only if you're, you know, taking care of all the back end stuff. It's you report. Like, let's say you have a bunch of cases of excess, and somebody just wants to buy one. Now, normally, I would be like, hey, cool, let's get you set up as a customer, and let's place your first order. It's important, guys, to start how we want to finish with clients. So if I do this, if I say, hey, yeah, I got some in the garage here, here's a case, guess what they're going to do next time? Hey, man, you got any excess? No, man, we're going to have to place the order. We're going to have to, well, how about we help you place the order? Ah, no, it's fine. I don't want to pay for shipping. So, and there are deals with shipping and stuff here and there. But the point is, guys, we want people to understand what we do in business. Because the next step after we help people order and have it delivered to their door, you know, after you kind of get the idea of what people actually want. You can set it up on a Ditto Delivery, which is an automatic ordering system. First of its kind, by the way, years and years ago. And that's what you want, guys. That's the end goal. People that are on Ditto Delivery or that are just consistently ordering because you're following up, they love the products, you know, you're not forgetting about them. You know, and like Anita, every other month she gets on, orders her products, doesn't even talk to us. We get the money shipped to our bank account, she gets the product shipped to her door. Guys, you know how much easier that is than running around the city walking dogs? Now this is what we love to do, and this is what we're going to keep doing. I'm just trying to compare it to our, if you have 100 customers that are ordering, you know, because over the last couple of years, you've just consistently been helping people. And we're going to talk more about how we're going to do it, and, you know, we're going to lay it all out. So stay tuned. This dog walk's about over. Last Frontier team, over and out. Okay, so we're talking about kind of beginning with the end in mind, starting people off how you want to finish with them, right? So when customers initially deal with us, now I want to make sure we have the right mindset before we ever even talk to a customer, right? Remember, we have good products, we've learned about them, we know the pricing, we've looked at comparisons. We're going to do all that. Because when we're talking about the products that we want to sell, we want to be 100% sold on them. We want these products that we represent in Amway. First of all, if you get involved with this and you don't like the products, or you don't believe in the products, just get out. I mean, I'm serious. Like, you have to be like, hey, look, if I wasn't even involved with Amway, if I wasn't an independent business owner, you know, if I wasn't an independent contractor working with Amway, I would still find somebody to buy these products from. That's how you have to get. Now, those products that you use all the time, make sure you have a handful of them so you can hand them out and give samples. Obviously, you can't sample, you know, vitamins and stuff, but you can a little bit. But I'd recommend probably with vitamins is that buying them is a sample. Everything we have is 180-day money-back guarantee. And even in the box, it comes with a prepaid label to ship back. Okay, and so that is just a really cool way to say, look, there's no risk. You don't have to have a bunch of these things laying around your house so you can hand them out to people. You say, look, they're all like in my warehouse. My warehouse is in Washington. The closest distribution center to us used to be in Kent, I believe, Washington. Maybe they shut a couple of them down. I know they shut down one in Dallas, I think. When I lived there, I used to be able to order products and then go get them. So that was cool. Which is great, you know. Remember, guys, we want the experience. We want people that live, like, for instance, in Anchorage. They live up on the hillside. It's a pain in the butt to go to the grocery store. No, we don't offer everything, obviously. But we do have a ton of partner stores to where if they, you know, I think Omaha Steaks used to be a partner store. I'll have to look, see what we have going now. But hey, look, you know, because we love and support Paul and Cheryl, instead of just going to Home Depot to buy our stuff, we're going to go ahead and use our customer number through Amway, buy them online. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of stuff, guys. There's so much opportunity. Yes, there's more profitability involved in exclusive products, but remember, there's partner stores we could think about. And it is up to you how much of this opportunity you want to try and take advantage of. And I'd recommend literally thinking of this like a system that you own, to where you plug people into this system and they get products and you get the money. I'm not even joking with you. I'm not interested in handling a ton of products, delivering them to people. Look, I got a lot going on already. I'm not saying I'm too proud to do that. I used to do that. But you know what? It actually works better if you don't do that. Because people learn and they say, oh, I can order it myself. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought I had to go through you all the time. I mean, come on, guys. So let's use the technology we got so we can open up time pockets in our life, so we're not delivering products all over the city. When I meet with somebody, whether it's for products or, because obviously it's okay to drop off samples and stuff if you have them. But the goal is, guys, let's try to make help people just place an order. All of it's money-back guarantee. Everything. And I'll pay the shipping or something if they don't cover that. Like, literally. Like, I want people just to place orders. Place orders, place orders. I don't have to handle any money. I don't have to do any of it. That's where we want to get to, guys. And that's the point. So you can sit at your computer. You can sit at your phone. You can have access to people. You can have access to businesses. And while you're walking dogs, you can call companies up, talk about gift ribbon, the ribbon albums and stuff, set up an appointment to make a quick presentation. I'll talk about those products. It's an awesome way just to create boosts of volume, especially around the holidays, because it's a way to give, it's a way for companies or people to give gifts in a really cool way. It's a book where they can, or even a card where they go online and get to choose from a bunch of different items what they want. A lot of the items look like, you know, it might be a gift album for $25, and some of the items look like they're probably $40 type of stuff. So, and some of it's not, and it's definitely, you know, merchandise that's worth the cost you're paying. But what I'm saying, guys, there's so many cool opportunities that if you just lived in the customer zone for a while and learned how to make money with this, you won't have any problem sponsoring, literally. Because that's the part where it hangs most people up. They try to go right to sponsoring. They're not confident, and they end up selling and convincing people that they should do this business. Or they're disgruntled about the fact they're going to have to talk to so many people, and so they kind of quit or just get dejected. I don't know. We'll talk more about that and how we're going to avoid that through being businesslike and approaching this in a businesslike manner. So I'm just getting to the next dog walk, so I will see you guys in the next segment. Last Frontier team, over and out. Okay, ladies and gents, we're going to keep going. The main reason I'm doing this right now, of course, is to document the growth of our business, but I'm also using this time to help myself lay the foundation for what we're actually trying to accomplish and what we need to do to approach it in that business-like manner. So let's think about it. First of all, we've got to really get a good idea of how our website works, you know, how Amway, the site works, where things are at, how to navigate around, you know, doing what you need to do to check prices or get details. It's relatively simple. But one thing we're going to turn our attention to is a thing called a personal website, which allows you to have an actual web address that is literally your store, your retail store. And so what we're going to do is we're really going to dive in to getting very, very familiar with it and really helping the process, I guess, really refining the process, if you will, sales process. Not that we're, of course, quote, selling people on these products and what, you know, we're talking about people that are ready to order. I want to make it streamlined, seamless. From beginning to end, it's simple, right? Some of the obstacles, which there's always this, but it's the creating the customer. We want customers to be in the habit of creating their own customer profile. Yes, I can do it for them, but I want them to experience it. That way they get used to the idea of being in control of ordering. It's just like when what we're trying to do with pet care. How we started was people just called us. Or we started also with another platform to help kind of grow our business. But but what happened is we get busier and busier. Now we have our phones, text messages and phone calls and all kinds of stuff that's really love and it's really good. But what happens once you actually, you know, are profitable and you're getting busy, now you want to create a system around it so you can get some of your time back. Not so you can go off and do something else, but so you can spend more time where you're more useful to your business, right? So with customer ordering, we want them to be very, very familiar, just like Anita is. Like even my dad, he calls me, he texts me, he said, we need to do an AMA order. I get it all done, I use his credit card, so I'm not gonna stop doing that for dad, but moving forward, clients are gonna experience customers, clients. By the way, clients is a little bit more of a tighter term, you know, or indicating a higher level relationship, I guess. But all in all, same thing. So, like, we call our dog care, our pet care people clients. So I think I still need to keep that client mindset. But for the ease of use and just keeping things simple, we're going to call, you know, our Amway customers for now. I may call them my client when I talk to them, you know what I mean? So anyway, we want them to create their own profile. We want them to navigate the site on their own. We could make a video to send them, or we can even guide them through over the phone. I'm thinking that video option that one of our pet care mentors talked about, to where at the end of the day, you're training your customers on what to do to order from you. You're either training them to call you and have you deliver it to them, or you're training them to go on the computer and order themselves. Look, I'm not trying to say I don't want to do all this, but people want to do this. People want to be in control, just like with pet care. They want to be able to go in and request services, or go in and modify the services, or make a payment, or whatever. And we're still not using our own pet care software to its fullest capabilities. And what's cool about the Amway business is it's very simple. All you're doing is personally purchasing products. You're your own best customer. You're basically in the habit of, you know, finding and helping, serving customers. And like I said, it's important to say it's in the habit of, because if you're trying to just get to 10 customers so you can stop, all that type of mindset is failure mentality. You have to just say, look, from now on, we're going to talk about our business with people. We're going to tell them about our partner stores and products, and we're going to help people place orders. Simple as that. We're just going to do it every day. It might not be a ton of stuff every day, but it's just something we're going to start doing forever, I'll say, you know? Because this is what it's going to take, guys. We didn't start our pet care business and say, oh, I can't wait till this day, until we can stop. It's like, no, we're like, this is our own business. Let's keep growing it. Here we go. So we're going to start with a solid foundation of helping customers utilize the technology we have available to us, right? We have the website, our personal website, which is going to be www.amway.com/whatever. We might have Last Frontier. I might have something. I don't know. Obviously, the team name we're going with appears, you know, Last Frontier Team. But eventually, when we start a company, basically, you know, around the Amway business, you know, I'll have to come up with a name that's, you know, Last Frontier Group or Last Frontier, maybe even development still. Who knows? LLC, whatever. When we start, you know, like reserving meeting spaces and stuff, we'll eventually want to do it in the LLC's name rather than our name. But at the end of the day, we've got wonderful insurance through Amway. So, you know, you even have included liability insurance and whatnot. So it's really cool. Yep. The plane flying overhead, heading over to the Germans. Just kidding. I like when I hear prop planes that are so demanding, just doing their thing, man, slicing through that air. Anyway, so this is kind of what we're talking about, laying the groundwork, getting familiarized with the products, getting familiarized with pricing, price point, knowing what the competition is doing, figuring out what is our competition, that way we can accurately compare. You know, we want to be able to sell it, say to people, hey, look, products are premium. This is a premium, you know, premium energy drink. You know, and it's not to be compared. But there are more and more healthy energy drink options coming out, so we got to look at them. And at the end of the day, you know, people want to do business with those they know, like, trust, and love. And we're gonna be leading this whole operation with light and love from God. I'm not even kidding. You know, I'm not getting too crazy here. I'm just saying, look, this is what we're going to do. And it's going to be fun. We're going to just slowly but surely get some profitability going. and just be in business. And so I'm coming up to this dog walk getting finished up. So let me go ahead and transition. I got a meet and greet in our business after that. That would be equivalent to sharing this business idea with somebody. And guess what? The more meet and greets we do, the more our business grows. So that's the whole point of this. You just have to connect with people and be kind and be empathetic of what people need and, you know, are looking for out there. So I'm going to end it here. Last Frontier Team, over and out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Just got done doing a pet care meet and greet, which is basically where I meet the dogs, meet the client. It's usually after a phone call or, you know, determining if, you know, if we're available and our price is right for them. And then we got together, met their dogs, went over some paperwork, kind of got them signed up, if you will. And that's basically it, guys. So I want to reverse engineer that and kind of apply it to Amway customers, right? The reason why this lady called us was someone who we've walked their dog successfully. We've actually done house sitting for them as well. They were happy with their service, and so their friend apparently had asked, "Hey, I need pet care." And because we did a great job, and because, you know, this particular client was nice enough to mention us, here we are. We basically had a ready-made client. You know, they had already heard about us. They were kind of, we didn't have to really, I guess, you know, when you first meet somebody, there's always a testing, you know, ground where you have to kind of, you know, prove yourself, so to speak. Not that we don't have to prove ourselves for referred clients, but it's a warm, you know, it's a warm referral. They're almost halfway to trusting us already because their friend does, right? So let's think about that with Amway customers. Because remember, we're going to dive deep into customers to get started with. I'm not going to not, you know, talk to people about the business side of things. But honestly, like I said, I'm convinced that if someone doesn't get a really good handle on how to be profitable using, you know, selling Amway products, whatever they duplicate down in their organization is going to be that. You know, it's not going to be that. You want to be able to set the best example. You want to be able to make money the simplest way, which, to be honest, the simplest way to make money in this business is to find people who want the products you have and help them purchase them through your site. Like I said, delivered directly to their door. You're not handling any of the paperwork and the inventory. You're not doing any of it except for taking care of the customer, being a friend. So I think to really start out with customers, it has to do first with, you know, relationships. You know, authentic relationships with people to the degree that they know you care about them. You're sincerely and genuinely interested in them as a person. You want to know about them and their life more so than just how your product will meet their needs. So that is, I think, a precursor to all of this. Because if you don't have that, then you're just really making transactions that, you know, you want to have people stick with you. And to do that, you have to basically, what first came to mind is make sure you're always giving more than you're asking for. So, for instance, you know, 51% they're getting, and I'm getting 49%. Now, I don't know how to properly, like, you know, delineate that to relate to exactly how it approaches our business, but you get what I'm saying is if there's a deal, my customers, sorry, I'm stretching. My customers and IBOs, darn it, what was I going to say? Let me back up a little bit. Man, I completely had a brain fart. And that's the first time and hopefully only time I'll say fart on this podcast. Oh, I just said it again. Okay, let me back up a little bit. Talking about customers or talking about ordering, man, I really literally just lost my whole train of thought, but we'll catch the next train, don't worry. So let me tell you a little bit what I'm doing. I'm headed to the bank right now. We had a successful meet and greet. I'm trying to relate how meeting customers relates to, you know, what I did, what I just did with that client. I was talking about something specific there. I'm so sorry, guys. Let me do this. I'm about to get to my destination. Let me stop and actually listen because I think I was trying to make a point before I went off. Let me do that real quick, guys. I'll be right back. Last Frontier team, over and out. Okay, what I was talking about was the 51% for none. And every deal that we make, number one, it has to be win-win, obviously. But even more than that, I want each customer that's in our business, whether they're just a customer or an IBO or independent contractor that's working with us, I want them to get the better deal, you know? At least 1% more than I get, type of thing. And what that is, really, it's even in relationships. You know, I want to give more than I ask. Just overall, you know, you just want to be in the mode of giving. And you'll find that that's how this world works the best, you know, for you. So anyways, we're talking about relationships. We're talking about being authentic with people. We're talking about connecting with people. We don't want to just sell a product. We don't just want to create a transaction. We want to have lifetime clients. Right? So we really have to think about our people, think about people in a way that if you're thinking about a specific list of people, you know, you might want to just look at them and just understand like, what would they want? What are they interested in? What problems do I think I can solve for them? And then, you know, we have some cool ideas that we're going to do. We're going to be able to incorporate some things into our business to where we might have some products, you know, kind of in our dog room where we do a lot of pick up and drop off, and or just maybe have some, make sure we have some energy drinks on hand, or just somehow find a way to just be able to expose people to these products mainly. And that's the name of the game. We just want to expose people to these products. We want to let people know we're in business. And that way, when they want to do some business with us, they know who to call, you know? And, I'm just getting to the bank here. I gotta pick up a check that somebody. The check I deposited yesterday, apparently, a client didn't match up what they needed to write on the check. So let me go ahead and hang this up, guys. How do you know, man?